USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Friday in Pittsburgh talking infrastructure upgrades after a bridge collapsed in the city on Friday. The visit was scheduled before it went down. As a major winter storm is approaching the northeastern part of the United States, our own Chris Barnes from the USA Radio News New England Bureau is preparing for the storm.
Both national and local forecasting experts are saying that Cape Cod is in the crosshairs of this big storm. One of them saying it might be compared to the blizzards of 1888 and 1978. With that in mind, I wanted to see if there was any panic buying going on at the local supermarket, and there wasn't when I got there at 9, but after I ambled to the store making some decisions of my own, I emerged to find that the parking lot that was quiet when I arrived was suddenly getting chaotic.
USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
A border state governor is hammering the administration over the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
An illegal immigrant is being accused of murdering a Houston, Texas police officer last weekend. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says President Biden is responsible for breaking the law and must be held accountable.
When Biden does not enforce the border security law, when Biden allows people in the country illegally, knowingly, and telling the public that people get to roam around illegally, when Biden is involved in secretly transporting people that they apprehend down here and they drop off in New York State. People see that and they know that's lawlessness. There's an uprising in the attitude of Americans about this anger, and the lid is about to blow the top.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Employers spending 4% on compensation last year, an increase not seen since 2001, as they compete for workers in a very tight labor market. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
After the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, the Capitol Police's intelligence unit started scrutinizing the backgrounds of people who meet with lawmakers. The intelligence unit is examining the social media feeds of people who aren't suspected of crimes. Documents also saying that Capitol Hill police are running background checks on people with whom lawmakers plan to meet, including donors and associates. Republican Congressman from North Dakota, Kelly Armstrong, reminds everyone on Fox News.
I think it's important to recognize that they're doing this, and secret surveillance on American citizens without probable cause is never okay. And it's surely not being done for security reasons. If it was being done for security reasons, they wouldn't be worried about casting us in a negative light, and they'd be coordinating with our offices. So then the question becomes, why are they doing it? How much information are they keeping? Who are they giving this information to? And what is the real purpose of this program? And
that's what Republicans intend
to find out.
A bill that would protect unborn children after 15 weeks of gestation received a hearing by a House panel in Florida on Thursday. HB 5 is modeled after the Mississippi law currently before the Supreme Court, and it has faced considerable opposition from Democrats and abortion groups and is more robust than other bills of its kind. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.